The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
This episode of Spirit Live contains coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Christina Marcon.
And I'm Millen Single.
This is No One Asked, the show where we talk about literally anything,
even if no one asked.
Today is our last episode of No One Asked, and how are you feeling about it, Millen?
I'm feeling a little bit emotional. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously this was my child for about 6 weeks.
Right.
I gave birth to it.
Oh.
And now it's dying.
No, it's not dying. It's like going into hibernation.
It's not dying?
No, I mean, you don't have to come back, but I want to do this in the fall, so.
Okay, so all the grieving that I did is basically undone.
Yeah.
Anyways. But no, I'm really happy that we got to do this, and I hope people have been enjoying so far, and I've had so much fun. I hope the people listening have had fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just wanted to say that, like, we've talked about really random, and I'm happy that we gave ourselves a platform to do that, or that Spirit Live gave us the platform. But I just wanted to take the beginning of this episode, take a moment to kind of update on a few things that we talked about, really just two, and then one little anecdote that happened to me today, because I really want to tell people about it.
Sure. Before we get started, Rocio is here. Hello, Rocio. How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing well. I'm so excited. I have no clue what we're talking about today.
That's fine. In case,
that's
in
how
case
we like it.
You don't know Rocio, which probably a lot of you don't unless you are our friends listening. Rocio was my Spanish coach for that episode 3 of the Oscars. She helped me out big time so I didn't make an absolute fool of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so we've decided to invite her back.
You were easy though. Like you were really good. You rolled your R's really well.
Thank you.
And that's what I said.
What do you want me to say? How do you say you are listening to No One Asked?
Estás escuchando.
Escuchando.
A. No One Asked.
No One Asked. So, Christina, do you want to hit us with some of those updates?
Yes. So, Ariana Grande, she is coming out with her Eternal Sunshine Deluxe Brighter Days.
I heard
dropping
about this.
Tonight.
I love Ariana Grande.
Yes. I've been such an Arianator, like, ever since maybe I was 10.
Oh, my
I
gosh.
Say.
Me a little bit later, but I love her Eternal Sunshine album. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And
I'm so excited.
When I found out that her album was called Eternal Sunshine, I nearly dropped to my knees because that is my favorite movie, also her favorite movie, but not because it's her favorite movie. I watched it in like grade 9 and I fell in love with it, and then later on found out that it's her favorite movie, so I was like, oh my god, we're like connected. And then quickly moving on, Bad Baby,
whom we famously
talked about in the second episode. She released another diss track, but I didn't listen to it, and I don't care enough anymore to listen to it.
It completely fell off the face of the earth, the map, everything, the whole everything, and now, like you said, I just don't care about it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even know who won, who people think won.
And then I wanted to say, for me, I got tickets to Ethel Kane.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
That's awesome.
This presale was on Admit One or something, which is, I think, a sister company to Ticketmaster. It was for smaller venues, I'm sure, because it was at Queen Elizabeth Theater, which is only 2,000 capacity.
Like,
it's a really small venue. The whole site crashed. They immediately put one ticket in my cart, which is like, okay, thanks. But I wanted to get 3. So I try to go back. It doesn't let me go back to my, like, to buying the ticket. It didn't let me check out when I finally put 3 in my cart. Oh my god, I had to refresh the page, and when I refreshed the page, it didn't work.
Oh my god.
So bad. But my friend on a separate laptop was trying to do the same thing. Didn't work for her. There was 2 dates. So I tried the Monday, she tried the Tuesday.
Yeah.
Didn't work. So today, there's another presale, and I go on, there's 8,511 people in front of me, and I'm like, okay, I'm not getting tickets. Like, I'm not getting tickets.
What?
Right? So I texted her, and I was like, it's not looking good. And she takes a screenshot. She's doing it on her phone because she's at work. 95 people in front of her. I'm like, Michaela, lock the f*** in right now? Don't even play. So I'm in class. I get a call from her. I try to pick it up. She was like, oh, realize you're in class, and like she hung up the phone. She texted me. She was like, "I got them! I got them! I got them!" Oh, and I'm like, "No!" Yes!
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh my god!" She was shaking at work. I had to leave my class. I was like, "Let's go, dude!" So I'm going to see Ethel Kane. Her new album comes out sometime in August. It's called Willoughby Tucker, I'll Love You Forever, or I'll Always Love You.
Do we want to jump right into our niche internet for you pages?
Absolutely. So that's, yeah, I wanted to say, like, this was a big cultural digest and jumping into kind of our separate cultural worlds on the internet. That's what we're talking about today.
We are exposed to. These are the foundations of our personality, our persona.
Yeah, if you want to call it that, for sure.
And Rosa doesn't have any specifics, but she's going to comment and judge ours.
Okay, yeah. I'm excited. Okay.
Yeah, Millen, because I just spoke for like probably 20 minutes, if you want to jump into your first one.
Okay, so the first one, this isn't recent, but, and walk with me here. Mm-hmm. A long, long time ago, like a year ago, there was this thing going around called Donghua Jinlong. I told you about this.
I only know it because of you.
No, I don't know what this is. Am I supposed to know?
No, you don't need to know, girl.
Trust me, you do not need to know. Donghua Jinlong was this company in China.
Okay.
And what they did was they produced this thing called industrial grade glycine or glycerine. I can't even remember.
Yeah,
it was so long ago.
Yeah.
But it was some kind of food additive or preservative. Like, it's some random science thing. I don't even know what it does.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, this advertisements for this company, who I am not affiliated with or would for no reason whatsoever buy their product, kept showing up. And you know how like sometimes you get like sponsored ads? That's normal. I wasn't getting sponsored ads. These were posts that they were making that just showed up on my feed. So it was videos of like a factory building in China somewhere with Chinese yellow text, some guy narrating who I had no idea what the he was saying, just trying to promote, and they had this, the logo was like of this dragon, so I fell down the Donghua Jinlong rabbit hole. Yeah, Donghua Jinlong was, I was riding that wave for a very long time. That was my, not anymore, I don't know, maybe they went out of business. I don't think anyone's buying industrial grade glycine or glycerine anymore, but yeah, that's my first. Yeah, Rosie, what do you think about Donghua Jinlong today?
I did not expect it to be that. From the name. I don't know.
There was this whole, I guess this could be one of my niche internet things to build off of yours, but this whole like YouTube meme, maybe it wasn't a YouTube meme, maybe it was like a Reddit meme of like steel pipe.
Is this like galvanized steel?
Galvanized steel, yes! Yeah. Galvanized steel pipe, and like, because there's that one, I think it's like mostly Instagram reel and like TikTok user, where it's like computer generated content and then like an AI voice of like building bedrooms or like washrooms, and it's like, cut a hole in this wall and put 3 galvanized steel pipes in it.
Yeah.
That infested my feed for a little while, but there it just reminds me of that. But my actual first one that I want to really get into is, I don't even know how to, like, what name to give this, but there are these two guys that I guess have been trying to set a world record of picking things up as fast as they can.
Yes.
You've seen this?
What do you search for? Guy picking things up fast? Like, once you see something like that, you see it all the time?
What's in... Okay, there's nothing in his bio that's like world record of... Oh, wait. No, yeah, there's not. Like... Oh, fly catching? Oh, no, that's an actual fly catching. I don't know what to call this. Okay, this guy's name, his, like, TikTok is Code MTC.
Of course it is. What does that even mean? What is Code MTC?
That's what I'm saying. It's the most random people. And they, for the listeners, I'm going to try to describe it. They always have objects.
It's like
smaller, tiny
objects.
Usually
like a highlighter.
Highlighters, lighters, things like that.
Yes.
That are laid out in front of them. And they like... wind up, they like flick their wrists or they like do like something anyways, and then they pick up those objects as fast as they can, and it's, I swear to God to you, it's lightning speed. But
they'll,
I don't,
like,
know if they
use,
like,
their like finger to hold up the highlighter or the pencil so it's standing up, and then they'll let go, recoil back, and then go to catch it again before it falls.
It's
I'm like mind blown right now.
Right? Okay. No, that looks fake. It does look fake, but...
Did you see that?
Yes. The ones where they're picking it up, it does look a little fake, but there's ones where this guy is, like, hitting them, and those look real. Yeah. But maybe, I don't know, maybe they're just completely lying to us and I'm gullible.
Yeah.
But that has infested my Instagram reels especially. My Instagram reels is like for actual brain rotting time and that's what's on
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For my second one, I'm not going to go too deep into this because no one actually asked.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a Formula One fan. And when mm-hmm. I first started to become a fan, I would get like news and updates and cool edits. Now, for some reason, mm-hmm. my For You page has taken a huge dive and shift, and now I'm getting, like, thirst trap edits of the drivers.
Stop.
I'm getting, like, fan fiction where it's, like, we're shipping two drivers
apparently
in a relationship.
There's, like, a huge, like, 6 million word fan fiction, I think.
I had no idea fandom culture was so uh-huh. big for Formula One, yeah. and I don't know how I ended up here, but now it's... I can't
it's
go back.
It's infested. Yeah.
I used to get like cool car go fast video edits and stuff like that. And that's what I like. Now it's like, we think Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris are in love with each other. And we're going to yeah. put Taylor Swift music in the background
oh,
and slow down the clips.
And the funniest
and it's
yeah.
like, I don't understand what, like, what am I looking at? It's, and honestly, I don't know if people are taking it seriously. I'm sure they are. But to mm-hmm. me, it's so funny. And it's mm-hmm. like, I'm not complaining, but it is like...
It's like kind of like, what happened?
So I'm stuck here.
Yeah. Maybe, I guess, just... I mean, you don't like them, so you just like skip past them, but you watch them.
I mean, that's the thing, though. It's like,
do you watch
to,
them, Millet?
I have,
you have to, what if you miss something
I
important?
I have to watch them.
I've lately been on Blind Items TikTok.
What
so
is that?
It's basically almost like a TMZ, but like less crazy. And it's not like actual like paparazzi and it's not whatever. But it's like they get like statements from people who are like, who heard this thing about a celebrity or like whatever. Allegedly, this celebrity is this and this and this.
Yeah.
But when they post the statements, they don't put the celebrity's name. They'll be like, this A minus lister or this B lister who's, and then like they have like little codes for like if it's like a Nepo baby or if it's an actor, writer, or actor, singer, whatever. So you can kind of figure out what celebrity they're talking about, especially after a big night. So after the Oscars, I was getting all of these blind item TikToks, and I was like, this is so... Like, I'm eating this up. Because it was, like, stuff about, like, Timothée Chalamet and, like, Kylie Jenner and, like, stuff about, like, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God, is this real, guys? Is this real? Obviously, like, you have to take it with, like, a grain of salt
of
because
course.
They can all be made up. There's this one called Crazy Days and Nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's these TikTok accounts that are dedicated to posting about blind
I
items.
See.
One of them about Timothée Chalamet was, like, he's cheating on Kylie Jenner,
no.
like, every night, and like she really, really wants to stay with him anyways because she wants to get married to him, and but he's not really like into the relationship. It's all just like a publicity stunt.
Oh.
But I was like, that's so interesting if it's real, obviously.
Yeah.
But like at the end of the day, like this is all alleged and probably not real, but some of them I think have been proved to be real. Oh, and like a lot of them will be like, this foreign-born one-named singer says she and other members of the group didn't want to tour this year but were forced. They are essentially being blackmailed. So this, if you think of foreign-born one-named singer, it's Lisa from Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can kind of guess who it is, but you have to be like, no, this can't be real, you know, because
I mean,
it's like it might
probably
not be.
Not.
Yeah. What's your next one? Do you have anything that you want to add? That's dire.
The last one that I've been seeing a lot of is, and by the time this comes out, it'll probably be dead because it's mm-hmm. already, I think it's overdone. You mm-hmm. guys know who Ashton Hall is?
No.
Nor.
Really?
Okay, no.
So have you seen those videos
Ashton
of the guy
Hall?
With like he has the bowl of ice and he puts his face in?
Yes.
Wait,
okay,
say
I know
that
exactly
again?
Who you're talking
the,
about.
The name?
Yeah.
I think it's Ashton Hall.
Ashton.
It's Ashton?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, Ashton Hall.
What does he do?
So
he's like some kind of, he's a part of like the, like he's one of those manosphere like content creators where he's like, if you're not waking up at 4 a.m. every day, you are not going to be successful by the time you turn 21.
Oh.
And you mm-hmm. need to work
It's that rise and grind mindset.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. And he posted this video of like his daily routine. Mm-hmm. And the whole time you can see what time it is of the day throughout
the
video.
Like, he edited it in.
Yeah, no. That makes sense. Okay.
And what's become the joke about it is that if you look at the timing on the video, like that he inserted in after the fact, none of it makes sense.
Yeah.
The amount of time that elapses between these activities is physically impossible. I think the
best one's the pool.
The funniest one is a video of him jumping into a pool. Mm-hmm. And by the time he jumps off the ground, it's 7:36 in the morning. And when he hits the water, suddenly it becomes 7:40 in the morning. So he was in the air for 4 minutes.
Did he just stay in the air?
That's what we're saying.
Obviously not, but that's the way. It's just if you slow it down and watch what he's putting out there, it makes no sense. So now all these people, as a joke, have started making their own daily routines.
Oh, that's
and some
funny.
Of them are real, but some are playing into the joke where it's 2 minutes will pass and this person has ran a marathon. It's it's crazy. It was funny at first, but now I think people have ran it in the ground. Like Logan Paul did it, and it was okay, bro, wrap it up. Joke's over. Let's go home. But for those 3 days when people were just making fun of him and not trying to replicate it for themselves, it was pretty funny. Blue water, the Saratoga water.
He doesn't drink tap water. He only drinks water out of this bottle.
He has hundreds of these bottles, and that's the water that he drinks.
Is this some sort of special water?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I don't know if it's seltzer water or if it's literally just you know how you can get the Evian water. I don't know if it's something like that where it's regular water just in a bottle and that makes it fancy. Right. Guy does not drink tap.
He doesn't do anything
like that.
No,
it's
Nestle
just,
Pure Life.
Just Saratoga water.
Yeah, it's so... And he'll, wash his face with the Saratoga water.
Oh,
yeah. He has this bowl of ice water, and it's the Saratoga water, and that he dips his face in twice a day.
He will dip his head in at 7:30 in the morning and then lift his head at 7:55.
He drowns himself, and then he's
reborn.
Yeah.
But that is who I've been
seeing. That kind of reminds me, when you said, ran into the ground, and then, a popular figure kind of gets into it, and then it's no longer, funny. That reminds me of the J.D. Vance, photos. Yeah. Have you been getting those?
Yeah. Yeah.
But people were like, no, we must rise against this and continue fighting or whatever. If you've never seen it, J.D. Vance, the vice president of the United States, people have been circulating edited photos of his face, and he decided to get on the trend. He was like, haha, I'm having so much fun. But he posted ones that weren't heavily edited. But the ones that are circulating the internet is this one, where it's his face is blown up. His hair is greasy and scraggly. It's so funny. But when he posted it, acknowledging the meme, people were like, okay, it's not funny anymore. Moving on to, I want to mention one that was all over my For You page and then stopped, and now it's come back. But when I say this, you might not know who I'm talking about, but there's this guy, Kyle Gordon, on TikTok. He makes parody songs, but not parody of songs that already exist, but parodies of songs in Sweden in the 90s. This is what every song sounded like in Sweden.
Okay.
Wait, I love that.
Oh, he has that millennial song that's we are young. Ha! There's a fire in our soul.
What?
You've never heard of that?
Wait, I think I've
There's
seen this
that
guy
one.
Before.
They make music videos for this.
Jesus.
It's so addicting. It gets in your head. I don't know what is up with this guy, but he's so good at making a catchy beat. Because even if it's it's the dumbest lyrics, they don't make sense. It's it's supposed to be cliche and make fun of cliche era genres, whatever. So it's it doesn't make sense, but the beat is so good and it goes so well with these lyrics that you just have it stuck in your head.
It's catchy.
It's so good.
Marcia, what about you? Any niche internet stuff that you're on?
I'm going to be honest. I just redownloaded TikTok not too long ago.
Oh, were you taking a break?
You took a break?
I did.
That's respect, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know. But then I got stuck on the reels on Instagram.
Yeah. That makes sense. Doesn't make anything better.
I'm very into the cute animal stuff on TikTok.
Oh, that's
my For You page is, I don't know, I'm still building it because I just redownloaded it. But I think I have. I think I've seen this guy that you just showed us
the
before.
Kyle Gordon guy, or yeah.
The guy who makes the songs.
Uh huh.
Yeah, no. Rosie's feed totally would be just cute animals.
And it's a bunch of
wait.
Like,
what like cute animals are you talking about? Like what's been infecting?
It's like funny animals, like you know, like those birds that like talk all the time.
Yes, my best friend, her like mom grew up with a bird that not like a parrot, but
a
like
cockatoo.
Maybe that like repeats what you say, and oh, they funny. Like taught it like swear words and everything.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
Amazing.
And then I have a bunch of like that's like, the best. Toddler stuff. Like I love like you know like those funny baby videos.
Yes.
And then like here and there I'll get like just random, the most random like things ever, and I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah.
But, no, I'm still building my.
I wonder
my free page.
It, like because I get that random stuff too. I wonder if that's just TikTok putting out a feel like a feeler. Like
I think so.
Like
probably.
How do you feel about this?
Yeah. How does this make you feel? I don't like it. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that mostly happens on my Instagram reels though.
Yeah.
My Instagram reels is a dark, dark place. Don't go through my Instagram.
My Instagram reels is honestly I've brought it out of the depths a little
okay,
bit.
That's good. But me too.
You check back. We did this episode 6 months ago and it's a completely different place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have these three friends that we like exchange reels.
Yeah.
Every day, and it's the craziest and like it's not even like I'm not even gonna include it in this stuff because it's like it's not niche internet things, it's the craziest things.
You can't describe it.
You can't describe
it's,
it there's
you,
maybe
you
a
those,
few
like,
things that
there are
like,
videos on Reels and TikTok where it's like now post this on Instagram Reels and see what happens. Like even the comments on Instagram Reels
yes,
are crazy.
Yes, that too totally.
It's a completely different mindset. Mm-hmm. Like morals and our idea of right and wrong on Instagram and TikTok are completely different.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I used to get a lot of? I just remembered. A lot of, like, Spanish, like, making fun of, like, stereotypical things that Spanish moms do.
Yeah.
All the time. There was this one guy I'm trying to find, but I
get that, but, like, for Italians.
Oh, I love that.
Instagram's algorithm is bad.
Yes.
It's terrible.
But I kind of like it.
Yeah, me too.
It gets addicting, for sure. Well, yeah, that concludes today's discussion. That concludes this season.
This season?
Mm-hmm.
Our last ever episode?
Yes. Thank you for joining us these past
6 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah.
Wow.
It's been exciting to do this and a learning
experience
for sure, yeah.
Podcasts are hard.
They are.
Guys, if you know someone that does a podcast, go give them a hug and tell them how proud you are of them.
Yeah.
And
if
give you guys a hug after this, don't
if you, thank you. If you only know us, then give us a hug.
Yeah find us on the streets.
That. Yeah.
We'll post our addresses in the description of this
episode. Yeah, we'll dox ourselves.
You guys can come give us hugs.
Thank you. But yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for accompanying us on this ride. Thank you, Rocio, for being on our very last episode of the podcast.
Yes.
What an honor.
I feel honored.
I know.
And hopefully if Millen's doing some other stuff in the fall, because I know you mentioned you wanted to do a podcast with your other friends.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can do this maybe myself in the fall and just
we'll
like have guests on whatever, because I just like talking to myself too.
Yeah.
So if I have the ability to run this by myself and edit this, then I'll see you guys in the fall.
Yeah. And maybe I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.